This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We are at part 52 of Peace of the Father. I cannot believe we're already at part 52. And if you were to say to me how many parts to this season, I have no clue. No idea. It'll just continue as long as God Almighty gives me the messages to bring. The Peace of the Father, part 52. Today we're looking at Philippians, the third chapter, and we're at verse 13 in part 51. I brought you verse 12 that said this. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things. These things, knowing God's and experiencing God's mighty power that raised him from the dead. Or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that possession, that perfection, for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. Here we are at verse 13, and it says this. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. That is such an important message for us today. We are in the end times. We're coming to that point in our lives where we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again soon. We're seeing the birthing pains all around us. We're knowing that those birthing pains are there. We are seeing hurricanes, one after the other, devastating parts of the globe. We are seeing tornadoes. We are seeing adverse weather conditions all over the place. We are seeing wars and rumors of wars. We are seeing disasters as earthquakes hit places like Mexico. They've received two. Very recently, they've received two huge earthquakes. And yesterday, we hear of a disaster in Las Vegas, Nevada, where a lone gunman made the decision that he was going to fire, automatic fire, into people who were enjoying a music festival. And as a result, at the moment, 59 people have lost their lives. And there are over 200 injured. It is the worst disaster of this kind to hit the United States in their history. And we are seeing these things happen right now. You know, before we go any further, I want to pray for those who lost their lives. I want to pray for their families. And for their friends, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. For those who lost their lives, Father, welcome them into your glory. Welcome them, Father. I pray that they had the opportunity to get their lives right with you before this disaster happened. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for those who are left behind, for those who are injured, for their families, for the families of the bereaved. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring them comfort as they mourn their horrendous loss. Father, you are wonderful. You are glorious. I know, Lord, that people will be blaming you. I know that they will be saying, why did you allow this to happen? But Lord, it was nothing to do with you. You gave us free will. And it was this man's choice. We don't know why this man decided to do what he did. But we grieve. But still, beloved, we have to press on. As Paul is saying, he focuses on one thing. As he presses on, Paul is focusing on one thing, and he is urging us to do the same, and that is why he's saying what he is saying. He focuses on this one thing. Listen. Listen to me. If you've never listened before, I pray now that you listen intently, because this is vital forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. And looking forward to what lies ahead. Paul's telling us for a reason. You see, because what we do oftentimes is we live in the present. We live in the past. We look at the past and we know that that is going to help us continue with the future, but it's not. And that's why Paul is saying, forget the past. Lots of stuff has happened in our lives. Listen, I'm 65 years old. I make no bones about it. Many things have happened in my life over this last 65 years. Many things I could dwell on. Many things I could find hurt and pain in. I could, easily. But I learned some years ago not to dwell in the past, because looking back into the past can cause so much pain. What is the point? But what Paul is saying is, forget it. Forget the past. All those people who have hurt you and have not asked for forgiveness, have you forgiven them? If you've forgiven them, then let's move on. Let's get into the future. Let's look ahead of what lies ahead, not dwell in the past. Oh, we can spend our lives saying these famous words. What if? What if? What if that had happened? What if I'd done that instead of doing that? What if this? What if that? And every time you say the words what if, what you're doing is dwelling in the past. You're not looking forward or pressing forward for what lies ahead, but you're dwelling in the past. You're sitting in a pit of, I'm going to say it, self-righteousness, as you sit there thinking about the past, what goes on and what has happened in the past. Ah, yes, David, we need to look into the past. It's important that we realize stuff. It's important that we learn things. Yes, okay. But we don't dwell in the past. What Paul is telling us to do is to forget the past. Say, forget the past. Say it again. Forget the past. Paul is saying, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Now, why would Paul want to say forgetting the past? Let's think about Paul's life just for a second. If Paul was to dwell on the past, what would he see? He would see Saul, and he would see all the things that Saul did. He would see Saul's upbringing. He would see Saul's fanatical decision to become a Pharisee. He would see Saul's oppression of the Christians. He would see Saul's violence toward the Christians. That's what he would see. And Paul doesn't want to see that. Because he met the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he left that life behind him. Because the Lord changed him right there and then. By that meeting, Paul became completely different. So what would be the point of him looking in the past? Paul has sought forgiveness from his heavenly Father, and he has received it. And so he moves on. And so Paul says, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. For there are many things that lie ahead, and there are many things that stand in the past, and the many things that are living in the past can bring you down. And Satan, the evil one, would have you look into your past so that you can see how you failed, rather than advocating what Jesus is saying to you now, forgetting the past and looking toward the future, for that is where your success is. Do you see that? Do you feel that? Do you sense that? It's so important that we listen to the teaching in the Bible, that we study what Paul is saying right now, and that we say yes to forgetting the past and pressing on to the future that Jesus has for us. Pressing on, running that race, not looking behind, forgetting all that stuff, and living for what comes next. I believe this is important for you. And I believe you need to make a declaration right now. And I believe you need to say, Lord, I'm forgetting the past. And I'm looking forward to what lies ahead. Say it with me now. Heavenly Father, hear my words, Lord, as I declare in Jesus' name. Come on, say it with me. As I declare in Jesus' name, I'm forgetting the past. and I am pressing on, looking forward to what lies ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. If you have said that prayer with me today, I want the team to continue praying for you. I'd love you to send me an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, I said the prayer. That's all you got to do. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.